The Philippines is the world's largest producer of coconuts, or at least it used to be. When Typhoon Haiyan struck in November, it took down some 33 million coconut palm trees. Reporter Aurora Almendral has the story of one coconut farmer near Tacloban who's trying to figure out what to do now.
In the Philippines, the coconut palm is called the tree of life. People here use every part of it to make brooms, soap, fishing nets, charcoal, paper, and lots of traditional foods. I've come to one coconut farm. There's a single pig in a pen beside a maze of uprooted trees. The farmer's name?
Felipe Parado.
Felipe Parado Jr. He's a wiry man, 59 years old. He's been scampering up the skinny trunks of coconut trees since he was 5. He specializes in making tubat, the local coconut wine.
Yung tubat.
He describes how it's made. Climb the tree, he says, all the way to the top. Make a small slice at the base of the frond and let the sap drip into a plastic bottle. Keep it pure. Don't let any rainwater in, he says. This was Parado's job for nearly 50 years, until the day Typhoon Haiyan ripped through his village.
So now there's nothing. Everything's gone. We have nothing to sell, nothing to make into wine, no trees, finished. That's just how it is.
Parado laughs, not because it's funny, but at the absurdity of it all. In the municipality of Polo, where Parado lives, all of the coconut farms have been wiped out. Even the trees left standing are so severely damaged that they'll never bear fruit again. So Parado is doing the only thing there is left to do. He's having his downed trees cut into lumber. For each tree he sells to the sawmill, he'll get about $3. So far, the sawmill's trucks have come around to pick up 10 of his trees. He'll sell whatever he doesn't use to rebuild his house, but it's a paltry sum compared to what the trees earned him before. And after the trees are gone, he's not sure what he'll do for income. For now, Parado and his family are living off 2 sacks of rice given to them by a relief agency. He says they can stretch that out for a few months. After that, maybe he'll walk into town, ask around, and see if anyone needs some carpentry or other work done. His long-term goal is to get back to coconut farming. I've already started planting. I've got a few trees going here and there, he says. But it'll take at least 6 years before Parado's new trees bear fruit. If I'm still alive then, he says, I'll be able to afford to live again. One day. For The World, I'm Aurora Almendral in Tacloban.